Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, let's take a break now from Iowa and the campaign for an edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Ann Litt is a DJ at KCRW in Santa Monica. She is back with us once again. Ann, great to have you back.
Thanks for having me.
And let's get right to some of the music that you wanted us to hear. This is Charlie Hilton, who is out with her debut album, and this is her song, 100 Million.
These are the stars, perfect when they surround you. I'm a sparrow.
Now, she's been compared to Pink Floyd, but this is her first solo album. What do you think of it?
Well, I think you can also take her spaced-out, dreamy vocals and compare them to Nico as well. But there are a lot of psychedelics, and I don't think Pink Floyd is a bad comparison at all. I think that on this album, and she actually says this herself, she talks about how diverse the music is on the album. There's some tracks that are complete cacophony, and there are others that are more acoustic, like the one we just heard. But the music is diverse, but she says so is the inside of a person, and she says she feels like many people. And that's what she wanted to project on her solo debut.
And she was part of the Portland band Blouse, right? What more should we know about her?
Yes, she was part of the Portland band Blouse. She also works with label mate Mac DeMarco on this song in particular. Also, the Portland band, Unmortal Orchestra, one of their members, is the producer of the album. They're not of this particular track. I mean, I think the thing I love is that it's misty and it's foggy and it's blurry. And to me, it feels like it could be from a different era.
Well, let's stay in Portland and all of its mist and fog and everything else and go with the next one that you wanted us to hear. This is singer-songwriter M. Ward. This is Girl from Conejo Valley.
There's a girl from Conejo Valley. Used to be mine. Motorcycle Wilson, last name's a mystery. Charges for rides in his sidecar seat. And my old girlfriend used to not to, but now rides for free.
Well, tell us about this one.
Well, this is another one that could be from another era, sort of. It has this earthy analog, but I think oddly familiar feeling to it. The name of the album is More Rain, and the title comes from, really, his muse, which are the uninterrupted downpours of the Pacific Northwest.
And he said in an interview, by the way, M. Ward, that he got a chord book for the Beatles for Christmas when he was 15, and he went through it all and learned how to play. What more should we know about M. Ward?
I think what's interesting about him is he's the ultimate songwriter in that the music he writes feels so visceral. He, in fact, in this case, he really was trying to reconcile, I think, the bad news in the headlines, the bad news that's all around us. And how do you reconcile that with kind of getting on with life? And I think he does that musically here in a really poetic way.
All right, well, let's get to the next one. This is the Mexico City-based group Mexracy, and this song is called International Playgirl.
Yeah.
So on Mexrecy's Facebook page, it says that the group is delving into Mexico's unlikely obsession for all things Morrissey.
Well, if you know Morrissey, you'll know that this song, International Playgirl, is a rework of The Last of the International Playboys by Morrissey.
Huh.
You know, when you talk about Mexico's obsession with Morrissey, we've all been trying to figure out what that is. I saw Morrissey at the Wiltern Theater, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago, and every single person, and Los Angeles is, you know, so diverse culturally, and there's so many Mexicans and Mexican-Americans here, and I think that every single one of them was at the Wiltern Theater singing along to every single lyric. And I don't think anybody quite knows why, whether it's the melancholy or it's kind of the whimsy and fun even sometimes of Morrissey. This is just a thoroughly original and respectful take on Morrissey's work. And I guess maybe it's living in L.A., but it's really struck a chord out here.
And how did it come to your attention, this group Mexrecy?
Well, I've been following Camilo Lauro from Mexican Institute of Sound. He's the producer. He's also a composer and an artist. Camilo originally told me about it. But I cannot wait to hear the whole album. It's called No Manchester. It's coming out on March the 4th. And if you are a Morrissey fan, do not miss this. You'll love it.
Well, if you go north from Mexico City, skip over the entire United States and stay to the left, you will get to the home of our next band, Vancouver-based Bob Moses. This is Tearing Me Up.
Let me tell you about a little situation. It's been testing my patience, man. She was keeping me up all night. Cause you only get so far reading faces. We were off to the races and I thought to myself, hold tight. You see, there was just this one complication. She was already taken in what was so wrong and felt so right. She said, no need to be looking over your shoulder when you could just come over and we could work this out just fine.
So my first thought was, I love this. My second thought is, I've heard this before, and I think the reason I've heard this before is because I've been listening to the KCRW app, and you guys have been playing it. But tell us about this one.
Well, this album, Bob Moses, by the way, is a duo, and you're right. They are originally from Vancouver, but are now based in New York. And here's an interesting story about them. They went to the same high school in Vancouver, and then they met by chance in New York. They realized they had rented studio space across a parking lot from each other. And you know how it is, Jeremy, if you go to a new place and you see somebody from home,
yeah,
you just immediately gravitate to each other?
Absolutely.
Well, that's what they did. They got together. They realized that I think blending their two sensibilities would be something really special. I've read a lot of interviews with them where they talk about how special that chance meeting was for them.
Well, we have time for one more, Anne, that you brought for us today. This is the L.A. artist, Pete Yorn. This is off a new studio album. It's called Summer Was a Day. So this is the first album that he's had in years. Were you waiting for this album? Have you been a fan for a while?
I've been a fan since the first album called Music for the Morning After came out 16 years ago. And I think what's interesting about this album is it seems that he's sort of meditating on time, past, present, and future. And he's back with his first collaborator, R. Walt Vincent. And he actually said, and I read this, that this feels like the furthering of a conversation we started in 2001.
Well, Ann Litt, you have brought us music that has made our mood better today, I will say. It really does transport you, so thank you very much for all of your selections. Ann Litt of KCRW, it's great to have you.
Many thanks.
And you can hear all our DJ session picks on our Spotify playlist. That's on Spotify. Just search for NPR Here and Now. We're also on Apple Music or at hereandnow.org.